Thank you. Greetings, friends. Genesis chapter 35 and verse 11, God is speaking to Jacob, and he has just changed Jacob's name from Jacob to Israel. And he says then to Jacob, and God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply, a nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. And so shall it ever be. But we're here for this great expression, I am. Here God says to Jacob, right now his name is Israel, I am the God Almighty. To Abraham, the expression was similar. The words were just arranged differently. To Abraham, God says, I am the Almighty God. Here to Jacob, he says, I am God Almighty. Either way, it's El Shaddai, which means the strong one, and it also has a double meaning, meaning the nourisher, the sustainer, the one that's satisfied. Not only the strong one to keep, but he is the satisfier. He's one that gives hope and cheer and nourishment and strength to those who come unto him. I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee. And so we still have the nation, the great nation of Israel today, and the great people of the Jewish nation, of Jewish nationality. Scattered all over the world, yes, but someday, excuse me, they're going to be gathered back in their own land. And no power can keep them or hinder them from having their own land. So El Shaddai means something here, the powerful one, the one that's almighty, not just mighty. Satan is mighty. He has terrible strength, but he is not almighty. He's not able to do everything. He is not able to overcome God, not by any means. God is almighty. He is supreme. In other words, he is omnipotent. He is omnipotent. The all-powerful one, as well as the sustainer. And of course, he is the sustainer of the whole world of human beings. Without his blessing, by giving rain and sunshine, and keeping everything moving and growing, causing the harvest to be ready to reap, the fruit ready to be gathered, the grain to be taken in, all food to grow, the cattle on 1,000 hills are his. Yes. He is not only the one of great strength, but he's a great provider. And when Satan with his mighty strength overthrew the human family, God has intervened as the Almighty God, the God Almighty, and he has superimposed over the strength and power of Satan salvation for man. Satan was all able to cause the downfall of man, but the God, Almighty God, El Shaddai, is able to provide redemption, salvation, a way of escape for man whom Satan caused to fall. to sin against God, to turn against God. But now salvation is brought by the God who has been offended, the God who has been wronged by the human family. And he has given his only son. That wonderful verse, John 3:16, tells us so clearly, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's not believing about him. It's not believing that he existed. It's not believing that he was a man. It's not believing that he was born in Bethlehem and cradled in a manger. These are profound truths, but it's believing in him as Savior. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. To receive him as Savior is believing in him, that he wrought eternal redemption on the cross. The only one who could overpower Satan and overpower sin and evil was the Lord Jesus Christ. He could not be tempted. Satan tried, but there was no reaction in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no susceptibility of him being tempted. There was no reaction in his body toward the temptation like there is to you and me. Temptation fallen in your path and mine, there is that nature within us that responds to it and wants to take it and wants to enjoy it and wants to fulfill our lust about it. Not so with the Lord Jesus. He's the all-powerful, omniscient, knows everything. He's the all-wise God, knows everything. He's omnipresent, he's everywhere at the same time. But he was a holy, spotless Lamb of God. Not a stain on him, nor could there be. He was perfect. He was holy, 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 and still is. So here is a wonderful expression. I am God Almighty. The overall God, the one who controls the universe today. Men say, where is God that he permits such things? This is the wrong question. God is still in the heavens. He still rules in the kingdoms of men. And he shows his mighty power. And many instances are seen today in your day and mine. Earthquakes in places that never were heard of before. Divers catastrophes that we never dreamed of before. Places that changes in the weather that we've not ever thought of before. Men and women doing things that we never thought would probably be possible for them to do. Or that they would do, that they would stoop to do. Many great events are taking place. Governments are crumbling. The power to rule has lessened. It's lost its force and power. And so the day will come when the Lord Jesus, whose right it is to reign, will take over all power, and they'll be glad to surrender to him all power, so that he will reign in righteousness during the millennial reign. For 1,000 years, he'll reign in righteousness. But the great manifestation of the power of God Almighty, oh my friends, was seen and exemplified in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ at the cross of Calvary. He, in meekness and deceit, he won the maiden crown, trod all his foes beneath his feet, by being trodden down. Ah, yes, man thought, Satan thought, we'll get him out of the way, and then we'll be finished with him. We'll not need to bother with him anymore. But he submitted as the Lamb of God to led to the slaughter. As a sheep before shears is dumb, he opened not his mouth, yet he gained the greatest victory that's possible to be gained in the universe of God. He gained a righteous, holy manner in which he could save a vile sinner and make him a new creature lift him up from the dunghill of sin and Satan, and set him among the princes, even the princes of his people, and take him home to glory by and by. Oh, my friend, salvation was the greatest act the world has ever seen, will ever see. And that act was done for you when the Lord Jesus laid down his life on Calvary's cross, shed his precious blood to cleanse you and me from our guilt and sin, and make us new creatures in Christ Jesus. Old things to pass away, we become new. Oh, the value, the greatness, the wonder, the joy of knowing Christ as Savior, receiving him as the one who did all this for us on the cross of Calvary. When we receive him in our hearts, we acknowledge him in our thoughts and minds. He is my Savior, for he died for me. We pass that moment, that instant, from death to life. Have you trusted Christ? Our Father, bless thy word to every man, woman, and child that hears it or reads it. We do pray, and many may come to the Savior just as they are, guilty and vile and helpless, and trust the Savior and be made whole, new creatures in Christ Jesus. We pray again for our government, our president, and all that he attempts to do for the nation. We pray that he give him wisdom and the great decision to be made. Protect him and his family, and all the Congress, the cabinet, and the courts, and the governors, and the mayors of our cities, and everyone in our country. Help us, Lord, to strive for thy honor and glory, and to receive Christ as Savior those who have not done so, for we pray in his wonderful name. Amen.